for Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, thanks to the makers of...
Broma Delta.
Tonight, Vox Pop travels to the Motor Torpedo Boat Squadron Training Center at Melville, near Newport, Rhode Island. We're going to hear from courageous PT boat crews of the United States Navy's deadly hit-and-run mosquito fleet. And here are your two Vox Poppers, Parks Johnson and Warren Hull. Come in, Melville, Rhode Island.
What is that you just said, Warren?
Why, I said these are the men who man the mighty midgets that pack a potent punch.
Is that telling them men? Yes, folks, this is Parks Johnson.
And this is Warren Hull.
Last Monday, we talked with the workers of the electric boat company who make PT boats for Uncle Sam's Navy. And tonight, we'll chat with the men who fight them.
You said it. You know, these men have chalked up one of the greatest fighting records in our Navy's history with the swiftest combat boats afloat. And Parks, how about us being fast and getting underway now? Shove off there.
All right, a little fast dope about our alarm clock. You know, it's here at the microphone. It's set by the engineer to ring sometime during the next half hour. I don't know when, and you don't, but whoever's at the microphone when that clock rings gets a special surprise, and tonight it's super special. Maybe it'll ring on our first man. Who knows? We're starting tonight with the only unmarried man on the program. He's a veteran motor torpedo boat of operations in the Pacific Ocean, and one of the men who kept them floating and fighting when the going was the toughest. Folks from North Augusta, South Carolina, and Columbia, South Carolina, Slightly Bond... Let me describe him. He's slightly blonde, he's freckled, he's friendly, and he's carpenter's mate, first class Lloyd Earl Goldman. Now you can give him the call.
Thank you, shipmate.
Shipmate's right there. Earl, how old are you?
Oh, Parks, you know better than that.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, these girls up here, these young girls, they're like us Southern boys.
Yeah? And you don't
and
want
I
to
don't,
know?
I don't know my age.
Well, I tell you this, you're not bad looking, and as you say, you are Southern, and you're unmarried, and I'd be darned if I can understand it, Earl.
Well, I might get some fan mail out of this. Who knows?
Maybe you will. Say, in your 2 years traveling all over and around here, there and yonder in the PT boats, have you seen any place you like as good as South Carolina?
Parks, there's no place as good as South Carolina.
That spoken like a real South Carolinian. Of course, you get four to seven arguments on that. But tell me, where'd you spend most of your time in combat?
Well, around Guadalcanal and Tulagi and Savo and Florida and around in there. And
was plenty hot down there, wasn't it?
Well, it was hot more ways than one, Park. Some of the time.
Yeah, what was your job, Earl?
Well, my job mostly was running to a foxhole.
No, really? That's just
however,
kidding. Now tell me seriously.
Well, however, we did, Parks, repair some boats. Some of them I know will never forget. The engineer and the officer said they was beyond repair.
You, what in the Air Force would be the ground crew?
Ground crew, yes, sir.
And in the PT boats, your base?
Base force,
repair.
That's right, yes, sir.
Well, did your squadron get shot up much? The boats need a lot of repairing?
Quite a little bit, sir.
Somebody always in there needing it?
Yes, sir. We did. I say we. The other fellows did. I was a loafer on the job.
Yeah.
And they did. They fixed some boats even better than Elko fixed them. They went back and gave the Japs more hell than they did before when they came back.
Were you down there when that famous Squadron X, about which is a wonderful book, Along with the Knights, was written?
Well, I think that was our squadron or a part of it.
Well, you really did go through something. I know that. Well, tell me that they've got a repair unit school, a new one right here at Melville now. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And it's one of the finest things in the PT.
Well, you know, because you know what it took to repair those boats, don't you?
A little bit, yes, sir.
And you know how important it was to get it out immediately, if possible, huh?
And if they don't know here, they'll learn mighty quick when they get out.
You bet. Well, you said you were running for foxholes. Were you bombed a lot out there?
Well, more than I wanted to be, yes.
Yeah? Did you? Go ahead.
I never will forget one experience I had on March the 5th.
Yeah?
I went to bed one night, and like some of these brave guys, I took my shoes off.
Yeah?
And mosquito net, and I tucked it in so the rats wouldn't run all over me, and prepared for a good night's repose.
Uh-huh.
And about that time, the Japs made a little surprise attack.
Yeah?
And I thought I was getting out, but the mosquito netting got tangled up.
I can see you.
About that time, my siren went off, and the gun started firing, and I When I went to high school, they said I was a 10-second man. Well, I could run 2 miles in 5 seconds out
but
there.
But you made it to your foxhole less time than that, didn't you?
Yeah, I made it that foxhole in about 5 seconds, I'd say, anyway.
Brother, I know...
Mosquito net in 100... I ran through the screen door, by the way, Pop.
Attaboy, South Carolina.
And a friend of mine, Joe Licari, I want to thank him on this program. He called me to his foxhole.
You shared it with him, huh?
And now this one of these Brooklyn bums tried to beat me to it. Can you beat that? It all wound up, but I was on the end, as I was under the bottom of the three. In a foxhole 2 foot deep.
Okay, South Carolina. I wish we could talk more about your experiences, because I bet, although as serious as it was, you did have a lot of fun with it. Romo Sells has got some things for you tonight that we want you to remember us by. First, it's a heavy gold man's ring with your birthstone in it. That's May, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And for your mother down in South Carolina, it's a smart spring suit. Sheer black, and I can't really describe it, but it
hello,
is
hello, Mom!
Yeah. And for that Ford of yours, we know you've got one here, something that it can use. It's an overall paint job.
Oh,
thank
oh.
you a lot, Earl. So long. All right, Warren.
And here we go with more gifts. We just want to remind you that every interviewee on Vox Pop receives a recording of his interview. Now, here's a young fellow, 24, who spent most of his 6 years in the Navy on destroyers. Now he's here training to become a PT fighting man. From St. Louis, Quartermaster First Class Roy Spear. Roy, will you refresh our memories on just what the duties of a quartermaster are?
Well, a quartermaster takes care of the navigation gear. He's assistant to the navigator and takes care of all the charts on the boats mm-hmm. and or on any ship he's on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you must have seen action on destroyers.
Oh, yes. I was out in the Southwest and also running around in the North Atlantic with a baby flat top.
Oh, hunting subs?
Hunting pretty good.
Oh, good hunting, huh? Well, how come you transferred to PT boats?
Well, I saw these boats about 3 years out in Pearl Harbor. With me, it was love at first sight.
You saw them 3 years ago?
3 years ago.
My gosh. Well, and you just got here?
I just got here.
You mean to say that you've been trying all this time to get the PTs?
Oh, yes. 3 years.
That's true love, brother. Why do you prefer them to destroyers?
They're small and compact, and we have more room per man on them.
Well, I know. I saw your quarters down there, Hotel Hemingway. Really, they were grand. You know, last week we were talking to Mary Ann Decker down at Elko. She worked on the interior and was talking about the finish. Well, they are immaculate and clean and comfortable. They're really swell. I know what you mean.
They're easy to keep clean, too.
Uh-huh. Well, any other reasons why you like them?
They're fast.
Yeah.
And it gives a man initiative and a feeling of importance on them.
Well, there aren't many men there, are there?
No, there's only 11 men on the boat, mm-hmm. and on a big ship, there are several men to do one man's job, mm-hmm. but on a PT, there's only one man, and you're it.
And you're it. Well, now, what does a PT crew consist of?
Usually consists of 11 men. That mm-hmm. is, two officers, a skipper, an exec, a gunner's mate, a torpedoman, a quartermaster, a radioman, three machinist mates, and a seaman.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you trained here? I mean, just, I want to find out how you've trained here, rather.
Well, the first month, we are in classrooms. We don't get out on the boats, just a little introductory cruise. And then the second month, we start going out on the boats more. The third month, we're out on the boats all the time.
Well, you go out as crews, huh?
As crews.
Mm-hmm. Well, out yesterday with Dash Squadron and a fine bunch of fellows, too, we noticed different men taking the wheel. Will you explain why they do that?
Well, in PTs, every man has to know everybody else's job,
mm-hmm.
to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
And every man has to know how to grab a hold of that wheel.
Sure, well, then, as quartermaster, you sometimes take the wheel, huh?
Oh, quite often.
You like it?
Oh, I'm crazy about it.
Yeah?
It's the stuff.
And when the skipper gives you the wheel,
That's your baby.
It's your baby, yeah? You mean she minds you?
Better than my wife.
Well, we'll let that lay right there. What's the biggest thrill about PTs to you?
The speed.
Speed? You really like to tear along?
Really like to tear along. Open her up and let her go.
It is the nearest thing to flying.
Brother, flying is next to this.
Well, it's certainly a young man's game, like flying. And Roy, we can see you're going places with PTs because you really have an interest in your work. Thanks for telling us about them. You know, Bromer Seltzer has for you a beautiful blue-green toll table lamp with a three-way switch, a Croton Aquamatic Serviceman's wristwatch, it's waterproof, shockproof, and self-winding, and for the expected addition to your family, 2 dozen complete outfits for summer in the style that's always been smart, the three-cornered washable number. And here's the washboard to go with them. Thank you very much, Quartermaster First Class Roy Spear.
Thank you, Warren.
Good luck, sir. All right, Parks.
Any young father wants those diapers nowadays, don't you know, Warren? Folks, if you're suffering from a miserable headache and want to get relief 1, 2, 3, just take this tip from our talking Vox Pop train.
Fight a headache 3 ways.
Bromo Seltzer.
Yes, Bromo Seltzer is just what you need when your head's pounding and consequently your nerves may be jumpy or your stomach upset. Bromo Seltzer gives such effective relief and so fast. 1,
Bromo Seltzer quickly relieves headache pain.
2,
Bromo Seltzer soothes frayed nerves.
And 3,
Bromo Seltzer helps settle upset stomach.
Now you can take Bromo Seltzer while it's still fizzing or after it settles down. Use it only as directed on the label. For persistent or recurring headaches, see your doctor.
But when it's an ordinary headache, pounding head pain, jumpy nerves, upset stomach, don't take halfway measures. Take Bromo Seltzer.
Get a bottle from your druggist first thing tomorrow. Keep Bromo Seltzer handy for relief. 1, 2, 3.
Fight a headache 3 ways.
Bromo Seltzer.
Yeah, I like that old Bromo Seltzer train, and everybody's talking about it, too. Folks, you know, when PT boats are mentioned, lots of us think only of the Pacific. But these mighty midgets operate in many other parts of the world, too. Here's an officer from a mosquito boat outfit in the Mediterranean. He's about 30, he's married, he's tall, wiry, from the University of California. Folks from San Diego, California, Lieutenant Page H. Tulloch. Lieutenant, let's dive right in and let me ask you what perhaps was your most jittery experience in PT boats.
Well, Parks, I'm glad you said PT boats because I think this is probably the most jittery experience I've ever had. I think in the boats, the most jittery experience I had was when I was carrying General Mark Clark around during the days after the landing at Salerno.
Did you carry him more than once?
I carried him a number of times, yes.
Uh-huh. What kind of passenger was he?
He was a very good passenger, quite a good seaman, took great interest in the boat and seemed to spend his time up on the bridge,
mm-hmm.
Looking around and so on. He gave him a chance to relax while he was aboard, which I appreciate as well.
Yeah.
I think he did too, probably.
Well, I can understand why you thought of that when I said jittery, because I imagine you had a little feeling of responsibility there, didn't you?
Well, yes, I did. Frankly, the enemy was sitting up in the hills there, just a few miles from the beach, and they had binoculars, of course, watching everything that's going on.
Mm.
And, of course, I felt like they had their binoculars trained right on me every time.
Nobody
I took
else,
him
yeah.
aboard.
Yeah. But you delivered him, of course, every time.
Yeah.
Say, tell me, your squadron, did you do much damage to the enemy?
Well, we had quite a bit of success over there in the way of torpedoing. The time I'd left there, the squadron had run up a record of something over 20,000 tons of enemy shipping sunk.
Hmm, that's swell. Any particular type boats you can mention?
Well, there was several different types of ammunition ship, troop ship, so on.
What about your crew, Lieutenant?
Well,
what can you say for them?
I can tell you frankly, I'm particularly proud of my crew. I had them for over a year on 2 separate boats. When they came aboard, most of them had just been rated or they were seamen second class, and I feel more or less like I had a hand in raising them in the service.
Did they respond every time to everything that was needed?
Absolutely. They never failed me or the boat at any time. We had some pretty pretty tough going sometimes.
Uh-huh. It's true, as the man just ahead of you said, that a man can do several jobs aboard ship, huh?
Well, yes, that's true of necessity. And we often have our cook, for instance. He has a regular battle station.
Mm-hmm.
He has to man a gun beside cook
I
the
see.
Food
it
for
really
the crew.
It really is
yeah.
interchangeable.
Yeah.
Well, why are you here at Melville?
Well, I've just come back, and I've returned from leave, and am now assigned to an instructing job here.
You're passing along combat experience to men who are going to go out there and get into it later on, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Something about your peacetime activities. What did you do?
Well, during peacetime, I worked the government, Parks, with the Youth Administration.
Oh, that was interesting, yes. I know. And after the war, you're going back to San Diego?
Well, I think I probably will, Parks, but I want to travel a little bit first before I settle down there.
Well, see a little bit more of the world.
Yeah.
Well, it was a pleasure chatting with you, Lieutenant Tulloch. And from Bromo Seltzer, we know that Ms. Tulloch has got her eye on that special PT bracelet that you have on, so we thought we'd better bring along a spare. So here's a heavy sterling silver identification bracelet from our jeweler friend Aronson here in Newport. Now, we were tipped off by your wife, so we're shipping to you something that she says you want, the latest edition of the Encyclopedia Americana, and for both of you, a beautiful 4 weeks-old registered buff-colored Cocker Spaniel. Now, wait a minute. He's too young to leave his mother on a stormy night like this. So here's a walking toy Cocker being let out by Mr. Santa Claus. See him? Thank you very much, Lieutenant Tulloch.
Thank you very much. Thank you.